Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. We come again with another theme on Don't Miss the Cross. You miss the cross if you try to repeat or add to the work of the Lord Jesus in his one death. One of the Lord's seven cries from the cross of Calvary while he was dying for sinners was this: It is finished. Just one word in Greek. Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Teleo. It is the same word for accomplished. In John's gospel narrative, he used teleo when he wrote, After this, Jesus knowing that all things were now accomplished. That is, that they were completed. We learn from this that the Lord was conscious of fulfilling the Old Testament prophecies, which were the will of God for him. Nothing at that cross was a coincidence or a mistake. Rather, it was the eternal will of God carried out by the Lord Jesus acting as our Savior. In fact, he was acting as our priest, which was one of the offices of Christ, acting as mediator of the covenant of grace. When Jesus cried out, It is finished, therefore he was declaring that all the work of a suffering Savior, offering himself as a sacrifice, was completed. His life, his body, his blood were rendered up to God as a substitutionary offering in the place of his people. Yes, Jesus took our place and died in our stead. God the Father laid upon Jesus to be our sin-bearer, and he completed the task. He tore down every barrier against us and opened up the way for God's grace to flow into our lives. Sin was checked, judged, borne away, so as never to be seen again. The Bible talks about our sins being cast away as far as the east is from the west, which, by the way, never meet. So as a justified sinner, saved by the crosswork of Christ, you will never see your sins again. This is wonderful news to the sin-burdened soul. This is glad tidings indeed to all who feel the weight of sin. So, do not make the mistake of adding to the work of Christ, which he accomplished on the cross. Our redemption is truly finished. Our salvation is completely completed, if I may double up on the terms to impress this upon you. The good news is that Jesus did it all. The bad news is that we ruin it all by insisting on even paying even one penny. Grace means nothing from me. It is all done by him, our dear Lord Jesus. So make sure you are trusting, and trusting completely, on the work of the cross, by rejoicing in the Lord's finished work, which means you renounce your own. As we sing in this beautiful hymn, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners, was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it some day for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction to me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. In that old rugged cross stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me some day to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share.